I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This weekend's the annual West Virginia Hunting and Fishing Show at the Charleston Coliseum and Convention Center. And for the DNR, it's a really big weekend to get an inventory of some of the biggest bucks killed in the Mountain State. We'll talk a little more about it right after this. The Division of Natural Resources keeps track of the biggest bucks killed in West Virginia, a program formerly known as the Big Buck Contest. However, over the years, it evolved into less of a contest and more of an inventory and data set for the agency. Tyler Evans heads it up and explains they changed the name, but not the purpose.
The West Virginia Big Buck Certification Program, and the purpose of that program is to highlight the variety of quality deer that are being harvested throughout the state. And it's a great opportunity for hunters to also have an opportunity to enter their deer in the Pope and Young or Boone and Crockett if they decide to do so. And it's something that just tries to bridge that gap and gives people an opportunity to learn more about the great deer that our state has to offer.
Now, as you would imagine, a big number of the trophy class archery deer come out of the four archery-only counties in southern West Virginia. But Evans explains in recent years they've started to notice more and more quality trophy bucks from all over the state, killed with both archery and firearms equipment.
Everywhere you look, there seem to be at least a few that are being harvested each year that are mirroring what you basically see on a regular basis down on the southern coal fields. It just goes to show that while there may not be quite as many concentrated in one area as there are in the southern part of the state, there are still those deer that are reaching that size and being able to provide a lot of great hunting opportunities for the hunters of the state.
And he adds, the number of trophy deer they score is also on the rise.
It's been in place for a very long time, and it's something that seems like it's becoming more and more prominent through the years as people get a better idea of what it takes to enter deer into Pope and Young.
To qualify for the Pope and Young record books, the deer's rack must score a minimum of 125, and for Boone and Crockett books, it needs to be a minimum 160. Now, the requirements for a West Virginia trophy certification are a little less. It's still 125 for the bow, but 140 will get you in the books for the gun kill. Evans said about half of all the deer they score in West Virginia come this weekend in Charleston.
We get just as many deer that we score down at the Charleston Hunt Show at the Civic Center as we do basically collectively throughout the rest of the year from various scores throughout the state.
Now, two key things you need to remember to get an official scoring done on your buck rack. Number one, it needs to have dried for at least 60 days after you killed it, and you will need the identification number that was assigned when you checked in that deer with the agency. The DNR will score deer this weekend at the Hunting and Fishing Show on Friday from 3 to 8, Saturday 10 to 6, and on Sunday from 10 until 4. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.